Hello, and thank you for listening to today's episode of JATcast, the official podcast of the Journal of Athletic Training. I'm your host, Luke Donovan. As a continuation of our previous episode that featured an article pertaining to patient-reported outcomes, we will further discuss the role of patient-reported outcome measures within the athletic training profession. For this part two episode, I will summarize an article titled, A 4-Week Multimodal Intervention for Individuals with Chronic Ankle Instability, Examination of Disease-Oriented and Patient-Oriented Outcomes, by Dr. Cameron Powden and colleagues from Indiana State University, the University of Kentucky, and Old Dominion University. As a reminder, the article discussed today can be found on the JAT website, natajournals.org. And please remember that all content from JAT is open access to all readers thanks to the funding from the National Athletic Trainers Association. First step, surveying the scene. To recap part one of this episode, we explored the study by Dr. Lamb and Associates, who found that only 22% of athletic trainers routinely use patient-reported outcome measures within their clinical practice, despite the athletic training education standards, including the use of PRO measures as a competency. The most common reasons that ATs do not use PRO measures is lack of support structure and both patient and clinician time constraints. As strategies to combat these barriers continue to be developed and implemented, it is important to continue to identify the positive attributes PRO measures have on our clinical practice and how the use generates patient-centered care. A great example of this is found within Dr. Powden's article that aimed to evaluate the effectiveness of a multimodal intervention for patients with chronic ankle instability by examining both disease and patient-oriented outcomes. Lateral ankle sprains have consistently been reported as the most common injury to occur with physically active individuals. An additional consequence is that a large percent of patients who sustain a lateral ankle sprain develop a condition known as chronic ankle instability, or CAI for short. CAI is characterized by frequent bouts of instability and/or repetitive ankle sprains. Patients with CAI commonly possess both disease and patient-oriented impairments, such as decreases in range of motion, strength, and balance, as well as diminished self-reported function and health-related quality of life. Given the multifaceted nature of CAI with no clear cause, it appears a multimodal approach would be most beneficial to improving impairments associated with the condition. Over the years, multiple randomized controlled trials have demonstrated that rehabilitation strategies that utilize an impairment-based approach are effective at improving associated clinical measures and improve perceived ankle function. Despite the positive results, these studies did not provide a comprehensive evaluation of patient-oriented outcomes across multiple levels, and rather focused specifically on region-based function. Therefore, the purpose of this study was to examine the effects of a 4-week rehabilitation program incorporating multiple evidence-based interventions on disease-oriented and patient-oriented impairments associated with chronic ankle instability. The authors completed a controlled laboratory study in which they examined the effects of a 4-week multimodal intervention on disease and patient-oriented outcomes in patients with CAI. All participants completed 4 data collection sessions, being baseline, pre-intervention, post-intervention, and a 2-week follow-up. And all participants completed a 4-week, 12-session rehabilitation program that also included daily home exercises. Disease-oriented measures were dorsiflexion range of motion, 4-way isometric ankle and hip strength, and static and dynamic single limb postural control. Patient-oriented outcomes were scores on the foot and ankle ability measure activity of daily living scale, also known as the FAME-ADL, the FAME-SPORT, the modified disablement in the physically active scale, and the fear avoidance belief questionnaire. Disease and patient-oriented outcomes were assessed at each of the data collection sessions. The 4-week rehabilitation program consisted of both supervised and home exercise components for the involved limb. The home intervention was completed daily and involved gastroc-soleus complex stretching and ankle strengthening that required approximately 15 minutes to complete. The supervised component involved 12 sessions in which participants completed talocrural joint mobilizations, balance training, and ankle strengthening over 30 to 45 minutes. The multimodal approach was designed to target the most commonly reported disease-oriented impairments of CAI. 20 patients completed the study in its entirety. Patients were over 90% compliant with the home exercise portion of the intervention and had a completion rate of 96.5% of the supervised component. The authors took their analysis a step past the traditional use of p-values and for each outcome measure calculated effect sizes to estimate magnitude of change and the minimum detectable change to determine the minimal change required to achieve change beyond the errors of the measurements. Overall, individuals with CI demonstrated improvements in dorsiflexion range of motion, ankle strength, hip strength, dynamic postural control, ankle-specific function, global well-being, and fear avoidance beliefs. Improvements were identified immediately post-intervention and were maintained 2 weeks after completing the intervention. Since the pre- to post-intervention effect sizes were large and exceeded the established minimum detectable change, the authors conclude that the observed improvements in both the corresponding disease and patient-oriented outcomes were clinically meaningful. One area that did not improve, which again supports the use of PRO measures within clinical practice, was the mental component of the Modified Disablement Scale. By including this questionnaire within the study, the authors uncovered how a psychological or perceptual domain could be added to multimodal intervention that could further improve patients' health-related quality of life. In summary, the study supports the use of a multimodal intervention for improving both disease and patient-oriented outcomes in patients with chronic ankle instability. Well, that's it for today's JAT Cast. Please remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast, which is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, and Stitcher. You can find out more information about upcoming podcasts and other JAT events on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts at JAT_NATA. Thank you for listening and keep a lookout for next month's JAT Cast.